On page Lamed Zion. Those who learn the Svarma Kalei know that the whole Inyan of Rosh Hashanah is waking up from being asleep. And that's what this entire Sefer is about. Us as individuals and as a people. And what does it mean? First, to have fallen asleep in Golos, which Golos is defined, as we've been learning, Golos is defined by sleepfulness. And what is the meaning of awakening? And as we'll learn throughout the Sefer, it has very practical bearing upon our lives, as individuals, communities, as a nation. So on page Lamed Zayin, we're in the middle of the page, but let's begin the parak again. Let's just review this parak. In the beginning, V'tovin Heitev. Some you're keeping. Who's keeping with the pages to make sure that they're watching out? That.
We're almost done, actually.
Huh?
Yeah, we're almost done with the pages, actually.
No, there's a new.
We have okay. So just to make a chashuv, we're up to. V'tovin Heitev shesoid bia saruach he avoides the reina ko'es. As we learn from the Gra, that the definition of Golus is Misa. Remember, we spoke at length about the Chazon Ha'atzomus Hayaveshus as a description of what of what life is and is not in Golos. The ruach returning to the dry bones, to that deathly mitzias of Golos, is not something that just happens automatically. It's the void of our generation. Now, Baruch Hashem, we've been zoicha over these past years, Beruch, let's say, 100 plus some years, really going back further than that, but in earnest, the process of kibbutz galius, of physically, the bones beginning to physically return one to the other, as in the vision of the Navi. That's been taking place over the past century plus. Ki hador harishon osak b'chitzonius ha'gula. Now, the restoration of the skeleton of Am Yisrael, the bones returning, of course, is a tikkun in chitzonius. That means Jews having returned to our land and who are being oisek in the physical, social, financial, cultural rehabilitation of the nation, resuscitation of the nation. That's what's been going on over this past century or so. Really, when the Talmidei HaGra and the Talmidei HaBaal Shem began with their aliyahs to Eretz Yisrael, but much greater numbers and intensity this past century. But that was the Asik of that Dor HaRishon. Asa b'chitzonius ha-gula, the chitzonius of gula. The external level of gula. She kibbutz ha-evarim, which in the nevuah of Yecheskel, is kibbutz ha-evarim, is the gathering together of the bones. V'kiruvam zeloze, the bones drawing near to one another. B'chlal zois hachonis atashtis l'chaim yachtav. And included in this, of course, is working hard to prepare the foundations of life in our land. Shub binyan Eretz Yisrael, building the land, simply and poshut, clearing out the swamps, planting, producing a viable society. Binyan Eretz Yisrael, v'sider ha'chaim ha'gufanim, physical life, shenir mazu b'nevuah k'aliyas ha'bosa v'hagidim al ha'tzamas, which in the nevuah of Yechezkel that we learned is alluded to, is hinted at by the flesh beginning, the flesh, the gidim, the arteries, the veins, and so on, beginning to form on the bones. Ach b'shlav zeh adayin mitzias ha'evarim hi b'piruda. Remember, at this stage, the the mitzias of the limbs and the organs are still, they're coming, they're drawing close to each other, and the flesh is beginning to grow upon the bones, but still it's not one guf. We're still in the mitzias of Eivarim, it's still piruda, separation. Therefore, in our present state, even though there has been this physical, social, economic revival, nevertheless, we're still choluk letziborim shayna. There's still a terrible state of pirud, of separation, of division into tziborim shayna, into different tzibors. Not that there's anything wrong, adrabah. There's a maila to am yisrael, which all the tzaddikim talk about, the fact that we have that there are Ashkenazim and Sfardim and there are Chassidim and there are not Chassidim. However, Tziborim Shoinim, but the problem is Vamachloikos Goivrais. The problem is that unfortunately there's a lot of, not only of division, but divisiveness, separation, sinna, hatred, katnas, v'chulu, between the different Tziborim, both religious, non-religious, and among the religious Jews themselves. Kol zois machmes chisaron haruach elokis, because the ruach has not yet penetrated. The ruach elokis, we haven't truly been resuscitated. And the same way, in a mace, the evarim are at odds with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. Or worse, there's a machloikis that's taking place as the body decomposes. We haven't yet been revived ad kedekach, where the ruach elokis is there, shetovo b'shlav hasheni shel hagula, which is the second stage of gula, lahachyos es haguf kulay, to revive, to bring life back to the entire organism, as an organism, ulechaber evarv l'mohusachas, to bring about a connection between all of the Evarim to create one Mohus, one Mitzias. That doesn't mean that everything's identical, just like in the body. There are different parts to the body, but they all function together for a common cause. And there's no machloikis between the right hand and the left hand. It's a Mohus achaz, it's one Mohus. V'ima tova ruach shel tshuva tahara klolos. And with this there'll be, of course, a ruach of tshuva. And tahara klolos, shetiroimim and purification, shetiroimim esom lemadregas kodesh elyonis, that will lift us up to very great madregas of kedusha. Ukeiz bar hashar lepnimius agula. The time has now arrived for this, and for the final shlav of gula, preceding the arrival of Mashiach himself. Pnimius hagula, soid bias haruach, the soid of the return of that Ruach Elokist, the life force and vitality of Am Yisrael as a nation, not just as separate kehilas, but as a nation. Hashroas achiyas haklolas al ha'am kulay. That means the hashra of chiyas haklolas, of that mysterious mitzias that's called life itself, upon the entire nation. Now, everything he's saying, of course, this is all in the Zohar, the Tikkun Zohar, and the Kisrei, and we're going to see. He's introducing the Inyan. V'zeh mamish ma shohir chachamim shel osad lovi yizgal razei Torah. And that's mamish what Chazal tell us. And the Zohar says that in the future, one of the greatest, surest, and clearest signs that the end is drawing near is Yizgalu Rozei Torah, is that Pnimius HaTorah, secrets of Torah that for all of these years have been either completely hidden or have been kept among very small elite groups of tzaddikim, Yizgalu Rozei Torah, they will be revealed. Ubehem Yetzi Yisrael Min HaGolus Barachmim, as the Zohar says, that with this Sefer, It says in the Zohar, with the Sefer HaZohar, which means Pnimius HaTorah, all the Zohar and all the Perushim and the Perushim of the Perushim, Pnimius HaTorah, Yafkun Yisrael Men Galusa Berachmim, that Am Yisrael is going to leave Golus Berachmim without having, God forbid, to go through the Melchomas that were predicted would take place at the end of time. Berachmim. Kisoid Gilui Sisrei Torah. Because the secret of the revelation of secrets of the secrets of Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah, the Sod Avodas Hashem HaPnimius, and the Sod of serving Hashem in a way of Pnimius, Heim Sod HaOr, that's the Sod of the light, Shechoider, that penetrates L'chol Neshama, to the depths of the soul, U'mazkila, and reminds the Neshama, reminds the Jew, shehi tebeguf, that you're not, it's not just about you, it's not just a matter of your own knowledge, it's not just a matter of your own shleimus, you are a cell in this guf that's called Knesset Yisrael. And as we've learned over and over, the Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh, the Lashon of Pnimius HaTorah is always Knesset Yisrael. Pnimius HaTorah addresses Am Yisrael as a people, as a nation, where all the bones, all the organs are together, all the flesh, everything has coalesced to create, to recreate that healthy, living, breathing mitzias, that organism that's called Am Yisrael. And what about the individual? The individual is a teva guf, is a cell in the guf. V'lorak yeshus la'atzma. Not just a yeshus to yourself. About what I can do, how much I can grow. V'lorak yeshus la'atzma. Pnimius HaTorah is always focused on the entirety of Am Yisrael. But of course, how the individual fits into that. And therefore it's understood that by nature, Pnimius HaTorah resists and resents forcing an individual Jew into a particular box according to what the other person's inyan is. Because just as in a body, each cell has its own unique responsibility to the organism, to the entire muhus of this mitzias that it occupies, so too it is with each and every Jew. It's about what role you're playing on the team. And Pnimius HaTorah speaks this language to encourage, to be ma'ira the person. Which is avoda not for my sake as an individual, but for building the Shechina in this world, for repairing the Shechina, for bringing the Shechina back from her galus, for bringing Knesset Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael as a healthy people. Lahagish atzma chelik ve'eva meha'am. For each individual to feel himself as a chelik, as an eva from the nation. V'lifal mitach kach b'chibur v'chavivusa. And with that understanding, to be poel, to function, in a way of chibur, of attachment, v'chavivusa, and affection, love. V'achdus, amuka, v'atzuma, l'shem yichud davke, u'bli pnius klav, l'shem yichud, she has an entire sefer, of course, and that inyan, which Hashem will get to at some point in the future. L'shem yichud. All of one's avoda is L'shem yichud kutshabichu shchinte. L'shem yichud kutshabichu shchinte. V'zeh soid hatzimon ha'godol shabderein l'sisrei Torah. L'pnim yisavodas Hashem. And this is the only way to understand, to explain. The soid, the secret, the mystery of this great simon, of this tremendous thirst in our generation, v'sisrei Torah. The fact that we're sitting here learning this right now. the unbelievable thirst for Sisrei Torah. Of course, there are many wonderful Yidden from the old guard, from the old school, or who are still focused more on the Lashon of Garlus and the Limud of Garlus and Teres Chutz La'aretz, and they're dismayed and they're very, very concerned and worried about this Tzima'on L'Sisrei Torah. There's some reason for that, obviously. It can lead to things that are not healthy. That Tzima'on L'Sisrei Torah, many individuals will prematurely dive in to areas of Sisrei Torah that they're not ready for, and certainly that could be dangerous. Also, if you have a person whose entire life is learning Torah and feels quite comfortable and proficient in it, and then suddenly he discovers that there's a whole huge, actually a larger part of Yiddishkeit that is a mystery to him, that could itself be something which is disconcerting and confusing, even frightening. The tremendous Tzimon for Sisrei Torah, for the secrets of Torah, which many of these people just like to dismiss as whatever. The truth is, this itself, this Tzimon, this thirst, bears testimony that the time has arrived to give birth to this new Kaima, the Kaima of Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach Tzidkenu. Seder, Soid, B.S. HaRuach. The time has arrived for the Ruach to return. The longing for Pnimius HaTorah is the longing for that Ruach. The Ruach has started to penetrate into the bones of Am Yisrael, and that expresses itself in many ways. Perhaps the strongest way is with this Tzimon. It's a Tzimon in Am Yisrael, but the truth is the entire world. The entire world has become more and more fascinated with Inyone HaRuach. Soit B.S. HaRuach. Ki kfi shareinu. Ruach zu hi nishmas pnimiyas hatayu. This Ruach is Nishmas Pnimius HaTorah. This is the world of Pnimius HaTorah. Look what's happening this Shabbos. You know, there's something very special that's being planned all over Jewish communities in the world this Shabbos, you know? Stami heard about it. Project Shabbos, or I think there are other names for it, but it's Shabbos. They try to bring Jews, to bring them to feel more of a connection to Shabbos from communities and places where there are very few from people to try to invite and so on. And there are wonderful programs that are initiatives taking place all over the world. It's the same Tzimon. First of all, the Bechlal, there's such a Musag to join Jews together in such a way through Shabbos. Shabbos is the neshama of the week. It's the ruach, the neshama of the week. It's the side of echad. Some of you daven nusach svar, yeah. So you say kegavne every Friday night. Shabbos is raza de echad. It's the secret of echad, of one. Golus, the 6 days of the week, Golus is all about separation. It's the Alma de Piruda. It's the world of the Guf. Shabbos is Yomad Nishmasa. The Zohar has a term for Shabbos as Yomad Nishmasa, the day of the soul. The soul longs for oneness. The union of Shabbos and Jews from all over the world coming together to try to keep Shabbos. That Shabbos is that in life which can draw all the Nishamas together. Therefore, Shabbos is a day when, among all the days of the week, one should try to make sure to put aside a good amount of time for Nishmasa Da'arais. Pnimius HaTorah is the Neshama of Torah. It's Nishmasa Da'arais. Shabbos is Yom HaDin Nishmasa. And Pnimius HaTorah is Nishmasa Da'arais. Ruach zu hi nishmas pnimius ator. And it's interesting that this is happening dafke by Shemitah, which is also the union of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah is a gilui of the neshama of Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk in Mitzvah over the years. There's a lot to talk about that. It's the neshama of Eretz Yisrael. It's the neshama yisera of Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah is mizgala by Shemitah. So that it came out such a thing that Parshas Noach, which is the time of, which is the gilui of Naichel Ha'ila, Naichel Ha'Sata, as Chazal says, the Indian of Shabbos, Parshas Noach is Yonim Otzabot Manoach, Vesham Yenuch Yigiyei Koyach, that Parshas Noach is the Indian of Shabbos. And that it came out such a thing in Shemitah, Shabbos. The only thing I fear is going to be missing from a lot of from most of this is Pnimius HaTorah. But that's that's the neshama of Torah. Is Project Shabbos going on in Eretz Yisrael also? I would assume so. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah? They have things that they're getting. Beside Avodas Hashchina. Valkein Tachlisoi Vesiyo Shel Tzimon Zele Pnimius HaTorah. Therefore, the Tachlis. And the highest point, the climax of this thirst. Zel Pnimius HaTorah, next page, Lamed Ches, Heim Oysa Ruach HaKlolis Shetefiyah Banu, is a tremendous, with the Tzimon for Pnimius HaTorah, comes a Tzimon for Jews to come back together. Ruach HaKlolis Shetefiyah Banu, Ruach HaKlolis. And all of this is going to give birth, and Mitzvah are going to be seen coming up over the coming weeks, months, and years. Madregus atzumus v'nizgavus moed. It's different madregus. We're talking about as the Mahus of Am Yisrael, functioning as a nation, as a people, as opposed to each individual. Can you imagine what koyach does a cell have? What koach does an atom have, or a molecule, without all the others? That's how we've been living in Golas. Kfish and Dabe Behemshach. Nimsish is Soid Hazoy Vesifre Hapnimius, Heim, Rucha de Malcha Mashiach. This we know from the Svam Akbashim, from Kisve Ari, and from the Zohar itself. That the Soid of the Zohar, and all Sifre Hapnimius that are explaining the Zohar Kaddish, whether it's Nefesh HaChayim or Tanya, the yesod of all the Sifrei HaPnimius is Rucha de Malka Mashiach. Rucha de Malka Mashiach. The Ruach of Melech HaMashiach. Oyrei Shal Mashiach. Ruach Apeinu Mashiach Hashem. Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMayim. That's from the very beginning of creation. That Ruach Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMayim Ein Mayim El HaTorah. So the Sforim say means Pnimius HaTorah. Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMayim, that is hovering above the waters, which means all that is pushing and driving us from the beginning of time to seek out a relationship with the Borei Olam is Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMayim Zuruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. Al Pnei HaMayim is where it's found, the waters, which is Torah. The Iker is Pnimius HaTorah. Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMayim. And there's a tremendous tzimah. There's a tremendous longing as we draw closer to those days of Mashiach Tzekein. We have to scream and to daven and to beg. The tzaddikim say when he says Vayir Malakim, the darkness, of course, is the greatest right before the end. So the avoid is to be mechazik these sheifas, to be mechazik the tzimah. That's what the Svarim say. Vayom alakim hi'or. One should read it in the way of Pnimius HaTorah. The way to read those words is Vayom alakim hi'or. Vayhi'or is not just to say as a narrative. Vayom alakim hi'or vayhi'or. But a person should say like this. This is how a chassid reads the pasuk. A Jew has to say, Elokim, Rebbein Shlalom, Yihi Or. I beg you for more light. Vayihi Or, the Baruch Hashem will give you more light. It's a nice way to read the pasuk. They'll throw you out of school if you learn it like that. Vayomer, the Bedit Sheva learned the pasuk like that. It was just as Yahrzeit yesterday. Vayomer Lakim, Vayomer. A Jew has to say, Elokim, Rebbeinu Shalom, Yihi Or. My life is so dark. Yihi Or. I'm begging you for light. Light. For Pnimis HaTorah. And if you want that badly, Vayihi Or. Then there'll be light. You have to ask. You have to want. Vayomer, Elokim, Yihi Or. Vayihi Or. Nimsa Shesoyda Zoy V'sifra Pnimis Heim Heim Ruch D'Malki Mashiach. HaRuach HaBol L'Soycha HaTzomis L'Hachiyosem V'Chiyos Achas. That ruach that comes into the atzomus, into the bones, lachiyosim to bring them back to life. Chiyas achas, but guf sholem, chiyas achas, one guf, a healthy, strong guf, chay v'ra'anan, alive and fresh, vibrant. Page Lamites. And that's why, as we've spoken so many times about this, that's why the tzaddikim, who were very connected to Eretz Mashiach. They speak and spoke a lot about us, about being physically healthy and well. The beginning of Arisa Tshuva is Tshuva Saguf. Whoever spoke about Tshuva Saguf? Where do you find in the Middle Ages that any of the Sfarim speak about a person doing Tshuva Saguf? Which Rav Kook speaks about the beginning of Arisa Tshuva, how the body has to return to Hashem. We're killing ourselves with all kinds of terrible things, food, and we're not exercising. Rav Kook spoke about, you know, what kind of trouble he got into because he was encouraging them to have, to give the boys in cheder and yeshiva, to give them some time to exercise, to go out of the room and to play a little bit and to walk outside and to play a little ball. And there are signs up all over Yerushalayim, the Rosh HaYevanim, Avram Yitzchak, Rosh HaYevanim, Rosh HaMisyavnim, Rosh HaYevanim. This is Rav Kook because he said the boys need to get exercise. Now, The biggest masmidim now understand that person has to breathe, has to see a little bit sunlight, has to be alive. This whole Indian of tshuva saguf, of returning, of being healthy. Haruach habol l'teicha atzomus, in Golis we were living like dried bones. The ruach habol l'teicha atzomus l'hachyos and b'chiyos achas. The Guf Sholem Chai V'Ra'anan. The Guf Sholem as a people, Chai, alive, Ra'anan, fresh and filled with vitality, excitement, and health, and so on. It's all Orish L'Mashiach. It's all the end of Golus. It's also such an obsession that people have now with exercising, being healthy, and so on. Which I'm not an old guy, but I don't remember when I was young. I don't remember there was such an Indian so much. We played ball. When I was in yeshiva, playing ball meant that there were like 70, 80 guys. And my gym teacher when I was in school was a person that was around 75 years old. And he sat on a chair with a whistle. And he had one basketball. And he threw it to us. Like you throw food into the piranhas, you know what I mean? Like into the fish tank. And he threw the ball. And there were 75 guys fighting to get one shot in during recess, which was for 15 minutes, to get one to touch the ball, to be able to touch the ball. There were a lot of fights to get. One ball, there must have been 70, 75 guys to touch the ball. And then when he would sit there, he was learning Mishnayos usually. And then when we were finished, he'd blow the whistle, and then we'd be fighting and screaming. But that was it. But such a musag of exercising. Remember, there was a guy I had a roommate in yeshiva that he did sit-ups when he looked at me. They used to come watch him like he was some kind of like a hippie or something. But now you have everywhere you go, they have all these. They have gyms and everybody's. I'm under tremendous pressure for my family that I should start going to one. And I'm actually beginning to consider it at this point to exercise, not to play basketball. That we did growing up because we wanted to have fun, not for exercise. We used to play ball all the time. But such a musik that to be healthy and to eat a certain way and to exercise. So to you, this sounds like, of course, that's how you grew up in that world. But for anybody that's over 40, 45, there wasn't wasn't a big inyan like when we were growing up. It wasn't on the table. So even this return to physical health and the advancements that are taking place in medicine, all of this is Oyre Shel Mashiach. It's all Oyre Shel Mashiach. Page Lamed Tes. Omnam, his galus madrega zu, his kelus bekoshim rabim vatzum. But unfortunately, as it is when any time that a great Ur is going to be revealed, just like when the Ur of Har Sinai was going to be revealed, so of course there was the Inyan of Amalek appearing. And then when it came time for the Ur of Torah Shebaal Peh, so then there was the Inyan of Haman, of Amalek, and the Yevanim, and so on. So when it comes, when the time has arrived for the Ruach of Mashiach to return, for the Ur of Mashiach to arrive, to be revealed, there's going to be tremendous obstacles, tremendous difficulties, tremendous challenges. We're fortunate that we're living during this time. It's hard, but it's very exciting. We're living in a very, very, very exciting time. But it's very hard. Tremendous challenges, but it's good. Ki yesh lanu hergel aruch shanim. We've become very, very used to a way of life, and we've settled into old, old, ancient habits. Not old, ancient habits. Lochush atzmenu kin nifradim. To see ourselves as nifradim, separate. My yeshiva, my chassidus, my community, my family, everything is in the way of nifradim. That's galus. V'lidai kol echad l'shleimusai, and to worry each one about his own shleimus, which is itself, of course, a madrega. To be even think about shleimus is a big madrega, but his own shleimus. Hein hagashmis, v'hein haruchnis, both in gashmis and in ruchnis. And included in this, of course, is a sharpening of the distinctions that separate between one type of a Jew and another type of a Jew, one nationality of Jews, one type of and another type. We see this as a tremendous challenge nowadays. People are afraid, especially in Eretz Yisrael, which we spoke about last year, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalapa this year, that Davkin Eretz Yisrael is going to be the greatest minyas to this Ur. In that place where the Ur is going to be revealed in its entirety, there's going to be the greatest challenge, the greatest blockage to that Or. So Davkin Eretz Yisrael, we find that the Seder Achinuch in many of the yeshivas is, and the communities is, you have to fit in exactly into this type. You have to be a certain type. I have many of our chaver that have gone on Aliyah over the years, and one of the most difficult things they have to contend with over there is fitting into a specific box. If you don't fit into something specific, if you can't define yourself and exactly that school and exactly that neighborhood, that community, exactly that yeshiva, or exactly that chassidus, or exactly that type of a Jew, so then you're lo yutzlach, you're michutz. I have students of mine, a husband and wife. He's a Sephardi, she's an Ashkenazia, and they couldn't get their child into cheder, the cheder that they wanted, which is a very chashuv cheder in Yerushalayim. They couldn't get the child in, and the principal himself, who was a nice person, tried to explain that doesn't seem so nice, but we don't really have svardim over here. So you said that you should use your wife's last name, not your last name, and you don't come to any of the parents' teachers' things. That's what they did. And with that, and a phone call from an Adam Godel here in the States, they were able to get the child in. He still has not yet gone to any parent-teachers meeting, because the principal said that if other parents will see that I took you, the kid is more of a white, has more of a white look to him. It's pathetic to talk this way. He looks more like a white boy, and because of that, he's able to get along over there. They don't know that they don't know he's a Sephardi. He does the Ashkenazi Havar with the learning, and so far so good. But you hear such things, and they're not making up a story. And there are many, many things like this. You could rise Kri at the Tir Kri. But this is a tremendous challenge. Erev Mashiach. It's very, very strong. The last kick. The Malach HaMavis is holding by Gesisa, by being a Geisis. But that last flow of adrenaline from the other side is scary. What's going on? And Davke, in this inyan of separating Jews from other Jews. Vaf lochush shemesaknim es kiyum av erechayev. Where Jews are afraid, I'm talking about even among religious Jews. Well, forget about between religious and non-religious. Where you're afraid that having any shaykhis to that other Jew who's different from me is going to endanger my Yiddishkeit. Is going to endanger my Yiddishkeit. Misaknim es kiyumo v'erechayev. It's a danger to my way of life. We're not even talking about someone that's not religious. Yeah, that's it. Ein maladav. Someone who's not religious. Afraid for our children to be exposed to non-religious Jews. Even though everybody knows that in America, the most religious Jews are dafkas from those out-of-town places where they were exposed to non-religious, to non-Jews, not non-religious. Those are the frumest kids. The ones with the most Yiras Shemayim. I mean, it's a generalization, of course. All generalizations are silly to some degree, but there is some truth to it also. Because why here? But here in New York, where everybody's so frum, everybody has such Yiras Shemayim, we have to make sure that everybody's the same. We don't want anybody endangering our Yiddishkeit. And then Yishlaim b'nei Brak. Af lochus shemesachtim es kiyum of erechai. If my kid is going to meet somebody who's not religious, that's going to endanger my way of life. When I was a kid in our yeshiva, in my class, half the kids in the class weren't even Shomer Shabbos in the yeshiva. We had kids in the class that pays, and we had kids in the class that weren't from. And we used to play together. That's how it was. I'm talking about in New York in the 1960s, the late 1950s, early 1960s. That's how it was. Not everywhere, but for the most part, that's how it was in many of the neighborhoods. And I played. My father, of course, said you can't eat over there. Okay, I said, you know that. And we played together, and that's how we lived. I don't know that the Yiras Shemayim now is so much stronger than it was then. I don't know. V'lamoid be'emdes hagona mulam. Therefore, people take a defensive stance to Jews who are different than them. They're very defensive. They're very insecure. Very worried. Therefore, everybody is very, very guarded in trying to protect their own interests, spiritual interests, not just physical, spiritual interests, to protect against anything any possible contamination from the outside. Which is itself rachmanis, and how strong are you on the inside if you're so vulnerable. Obviously, you're in a weakened state. If any germ that exists out there could cause you to become destroyed, if you can't let a boy out on the street because they're also in the cavus on the street, that's how it is. You have not only by kaparis in life, there also is a charm in the cavus. And if the boy can't go out onto the street because what happens if he sees in the cava, it means that he's in a very weakened state. Obviously. There's something not healthy if his meeting up within the keva means that he's going to lose his belief in God, if he's going to lose his Yiddishkeit because he met in the keva. But we try as much as possible to insulate and to protect from any outside contamination. That's usually a sign of something that's not healthy, of something that's not well. Mikan bo tchushas habitochon b'shtaychus ha'odom lechevra ha'to'emes es darko. Therefore, we see an amazing thing. There is this sense of security, which is very, very silly. He doesn't say this, he just says there's a feeling of security that one gets by knowing that he belongs to a certain chevra. So just because you're a belzer chassid means that you're not going to get contaminated. Just because you are, you're a yeshiva person or whatever means, or you're that type, that you're not going to be influenced or affected. L'chevra to'emes es darko, since you are a part of you're part of this chevra that fits your derech, or la'eda, or you belong to a certain eda, a certain group, a community, mimena bo mishpachta, that your family comes from, that eda. Huskirus v'af nigud charif l'chevra hashayna mechevrosa, which naturally brings to their being isolation and even a tremendous opposition, a sharp opposition. Nigud charif, a sharp nigud, opposition to any chevra, even of frum people, not frum, of course, but even to frum people, who are shone mechevrosa, who are different than your chevra, because they are potentially going to endanger and destroy, contaminate your chevra. All of that, of course, is the last effort that's being made on the part of the sitracha of the other side to prevent Arish Mashiach from penetrating into our Mitzias as Am Yisrael, where those walls are going to fall down, and that we will see ourselves as limbs and organs of one body that's called Am Yisrael. And then it will be Am Yisrael Chai, alive in our nation as a people. It's a shame we should be Zeichel. We'll continue next week. Thank you.